Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. If you've ever been put to sleep for surgery, you probably weren't thinking about how that process affects the environment. But it turns out some forms of anesthesia create a lot of greenhouse gas emissions. Hamid Tarabzadeh and Meg Talikoff from our Possibly team are here to explain.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
Are you telling me I have to feel guilty about getting anesthesia during surgery? How does the stuff that makes me fall asleep have anything to do with climate change?
No one is asking you to feel guilty. Let's just back up a bit to explain.
General anesthesia, the medication that makes a patient unconscious during surgery, comes in a few different forms.
A lot of the time, it is a liquid that is vaporized and inhaled as a gas.
What that means is that it goes through the patient's lungs, gets absorbed in the blood, and then whatever's left over is exhaled by the patient back into the anesthesia machine.
From that machine, the exhaled gas essentially gets dumped out into the atmosphere on the roof of the hospital.
And that's a problem because when those inhaled anesthetics get into the air, they help warm the planet, just like other greenhouse gases.
Interesting. Are all kinds of anesthesia the same?
Good question. Actually, no. One kind, desflurane, has what's called a higher global warming potential than other anesthesia.
That just means it's a much stronger greenhouse gas than other anesthesia.
Like, how much more?
Desflurane can warm the planet 2,500 times more than the same amount of carbon dioxide can.
But it's not like we're powering our cars with this stuff. How many emissions could one surgery really create?
Let me put it this way. Desflurane contributes the same greenhouse gas emissions during a 5-hour surgery as taking a 2,000-mile car trip.
And the U.S. performs around 60,000 surgeries with anesthesia every day.
Anesthesia gases aren't anywhere close to the emissions from cars or heating houses, but chipping away wherever we can is the only way to get to zero emissions.
Okay, so what do we do about this?
Right here in New England, Boston Medical Center has almost completely stopped using desflurane.
Inhaled anesthetics are all greenhouse gases with global warming potential. So we targeted the one that was the highest, the worst of all the offenders.
That's Dr. Rafael Mauricio Gonzalez, Boston Medical Center's Vice Chair for Clinical Affairs and a practicing anesthesiologist.
He says there are lots of other reasons why the hospital would switch away from desflurane too.
In fact, it's the weakest of the agents, so you have to use more volume. It's the most expensive. It's the most irritant to the patient, is pungent.
To wean itself off desflurane, Boston Medical Center restricted when it could be used and made it less convenient to use.
People had to use it. They had to go to the workroom, grab the vaporizer, which is heavy, bring it over, install it. It doesn't take long, but it's a pain in the butt.
The technique worked. Anesthesia providers essentially stopped using it altogether.
Now Boston Medical Center uses alternatives like sevoflurane.
Is that anesthesia significantly better when it comes to greenhouse gas emissions?
Yes. The same surgery with sevoflurane is equivalent to a 75-mile drive, which is way less than the 2,000-mile drive for desflurane.
Wow, that's actually a big improvement. Does it change anything for patients?
Dr. Gonzalez says this switch has no impact on the quality or safety of care.
So between intravenous anesthesia and isoflurane and sevoflurane, for sure, everything is covered, no problem. You don't need desflurane.
And Boston Medical Center isn't the only place that's ditching this anesthesia. Scotland banned desflurane in 2023, and the EU will follow in 2026.
It's nice to celebrate a win-win.
Moving away from this anesthetic seems to be better for patients and the planet.
Great. Thanks, Hamid and Meg. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at AskPossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Public's Radio.